making waffles today at the Waffle House. It's Sunday morning and busy as it can be. I take the last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, and this trial by fire. The boy who mans the waffle iron. Well, a buzzer sounds, a waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. He can't ease the waffle out, so he grabs a fork. He stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor. A young waitress can't resist, she tries to help him. But the man in charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away, I guess the egg man is the owner, or the father of this awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears. Ain't it time to fire the boy who mans the waffle iron? Waffle boy, bacon, eggs, and sausage all congealing. Everyone is hungry, little children are crying. So who cares how a teenager is feeling? Then suddenly he puts a waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress, but like a frisbee it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see it. Then he smiles and says, do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em, we can serve 'em, and I always knew he had the gift in him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, but they'll be no fire in. And we're all admiring, and he's all inspiring. The boy who mends the waffle iron.